You see, most gamblers, when they go to gamble, they go to win. When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Even when we win, it's just a matter of time before we give it all back.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
What's up, homies? Welcome to Wednesday's Bet Slippin' Podcast, daily NBA show. We're presented by SportsbookWire.USAToday.com. I'm a sports betting analyst over at Sportsbook Wire. My name's Jeff Clark. I'm your host of this shindig. I have four plays today in the 13-game NBA slate. Once again, it's Wednesday, November 24th, Thanksgiving Eve. You can check out all my daily NBA handicaps and the betting breakdowns of all major sporting events from my colleagues and I at SportsbookWire.USAToday.com. Also, the Bet Slippin' Podcast is sponsored by our friends at Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older to play. Please see the website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. You can get a special welcome bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. All right. On to the hoops conversation. Again, it's Wednesday, November 24th. There's a 13-game slate in the NBA on the NBA card today. I'm not going to cover all 13 games. I'm not even going to brief you on all 13 games. I do have four plays that I like here, three of which that I wrote about. The other one is somewhat off the cuff, but I did my homework on it. I'm going to discuss both of the nationally televised ESPN games. I'm gonna discuss the first ESPN nationally televised game. I'm not going to hit the Philadelphia 76ers and Golden State Warriors game, but for the record, I do lean to the Sixers. It's just depending their injury report. They got three starters listed on the injury report, so we'll see what happens with that one. But again, I do have four plays. Yesterday in the NBA, I went 1-1 on this podcast. I hit with the Trailblazers at -6.5 over the Denver Nuggets, and I caught a gross bad beat in the under 208.5 for the Mavericks Clippers game. That game ended up getting tied and going to overtime at 103-103, thanks to a buzzer beater from Paul George. That game got crazy in the final minute. Should have ended with the Mavs winning in regulation instead of overtime. It getting to overtime ruined our under, and it was really one of the worst beats I've had in a long time. But on to the next day. It's all good. We'll make it back today, hopefully, and go into our Thanksgiving with some NBA profits. But the first game I'm looking at in the association tonight is the Los Angeles Lakers visiting the Indiana Pacers. Tip-off is 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Lakers are 9-10. Pacers are 8-11. Lakers just lost Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden to the New York Knicks. Lakers are getting 4.5 points. The total is 217.5. I'm on the Pacers, -4.5 in the spot. Indiana is actually trending in a much better direction than LA, which is probably obvious. You know, I'm assuming the national broadcasters and TV correspondents are ripping the Lakers whenever they're talking about basketball. But over the past 2 weeks, the Pacers are +7.1 points per 100 possessions and 6 in ATS margin, according to cleaningtheglass.com, while the Lakers are -9.8 points per 100 possessions and 28th in ATS margin. This is over the past 2 weeks. Indiana is better than its record indicates, while LA is worse than its record indicates. According to cleaningtheglass.com, the Pacers have the worst win differential in the NBA based on efficiency differential, while the Lakers have the second highest win differential based on efficiency differential. Essentially what that means is, based on how the Pacers have played on both ends of the court, they should have more wins than their record indicates, vice versa for the Los Angeles Lakers. Also, the Pacers have been awesome in Indiana this year. The Lakers have been just complete trash on the road. Indiana is 5-2 overall at home, with the sixth best efficiency differential and the fifth best ATS margin, according to cleaningtheglass.com, which is my go-to for NBA analytics. LA is 2-5 overall on the road with a -8.9 efficiency differential, which ranks 23rd in the association. They're -5.9 in spread differential, which ranks 26th in the NBA. I know it's everyone's expecting a bounce back performance from the Lakers, especially with LeBron James coming back in the lineup. And I think this Pacers -4.5 is a bit of a trap. I do think the Pacers do cover, and they play much better at home, and again, much better than their record indicates. On to the first ESPN nationally televised game, which is the Brooklyn Nets visiting the Boston Celtics. Tip-off for that game is 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. The Celtics are favorite at -112 on the money line, -108 to get the Celtics money line. The over-under is 216.5 with the price points at -110 each way. That's where I'm putting my money. Actually, the under 216.5 is where I'm putting my money. Both defenses can lock up. Boston's 6th in defensive efficiency. Brooklyn's 8th in defensive efficiency. Also, both offenses like to play in the half court. Boston's 2nd in half court offensive frequency. Brooklyn's 7th in half court offensive frequency. This is according to shotquality.com. So it makes sense. Both Jason Tatum and Kevin Durant, the stars and leading scorers of their respective teams, are more half court, triple threat, ISO basketball players that, for lack of a better way of putting it, like the ball stop and like to operate in the mid-range. So I could see there's being some long drawn-out possessions between the star one-on-one basketball players, as the with Kevin Durant and with Jason Tatum and, of course, James Harden. Plus, is Jaylen Brown coming back? I believe he's questionable on the injury report right now, and that would just further my point of Jaylen Brown, or of there being a plethora of one-on-one ISO basketball players that could draw out the possessions. Also, there's probably some value in the under if Jaylen Brown steps in. Also, to that point, this is a pros versus Joes game. 85% of the money is on the under, whereas roughly 70% of the bets are on the over. I'm anticipating the public side of the market is thinking Jaylen Brown's going to return. They see two high-profile teams with awesome offensive talent on both sides of the court, and they figure this game's going over. But majority of the money is going on the under. Typically in sports betting, you want to follow the money, especially when it's counter to the public. So we're going to do that here. We're going to take the under 216.5 with the Boston Celtics hosting the Brooklyn Nets. The third game that I like here on Wednesday's NBA slate is the Toronto Raptors visiting the Memphis Grizzlies. Tip-off for that game is 8 Eastern Standard Time. The Raptors are 8-10, Grizzlies 9-8. I'm taking the Raptors +3.5 here. The over-under is 217.5, which is obviously not something we're going to focus on, but I get the vibe that this is a trap game for the Grizzlies. Memphis is a 3.5-point favorite, and the Grizzlies opened as a 4.5-point favorite. They're getting a majority of the money and action, but it's steamed down. This Memphis's spread is steamed down from a 4.5-point favorite to a 3.5-point favorite. This is at home as well against the Raptors. So we are getting to the party a little bit late, but that type of reverse line movement suggests the house is trying to bait the public into betting more on the Grizzlies. So I still think there's value at +3.5 with Toronto in this one, especially because the Grizzlies are worse than their record indicates. Memphis, according to cleaningtheglass.com, has the highest win differential based on their net efficiency or efficiency differential, and the second worst ATS margin. Essentially, Memphis has 3 more wins than it should, according to cleaningtheglass.com. They also are minus in net efficiency, according to NBA.com, despite being a winning team that was in the playoffs last year. I guess the playoffs last year doesn't matter, but they are a winning team with a negative net efficiency. Also, the Raptors, really good on the road. They're 6-4 straight up and against the spread on the road, and they have the second best ATS margin on the road, +8.5. And this is despite getting absolutely whooped by 15 on the road to the Golden State Warriors their last time out. So they still do really well straight up against the spread. Their margin of victory and ATS margin is really good. So let's take the Raptors +3.5 visiting the Grizzlies. All right, the last game I'm going to handicap real quick here on the Wednesday Bet Slip and Daily NBA podcast is the Miami Heat visiting the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is a pick 'em. It's -110 each way. The total for this is 212.5. I'm on the Miami Heat as at one, -110 on the money line. So, again, pick 'em. They're on the road here visiting the Timberwolves. There's a massive strength on weakness edge in Miami's favor. Miami has the highest offensive free throw rate in the association, while Minnesota has the worst offensive free throw rate in the association. A big reason for the Heat getting to the charity stripe as often as they do is because of star wing Jimmy Butler, who is absolutely an MVP candidate through the first 5 weeks of the season. He's second in free throw attempts per game, and this is despite the NBA trying to officiate out unnatural offensive moves or maneuvers in today's game, which has plummeted the offensive free throw rate or the free throw rate across the league. That's a big reason why the under keeps cashing. And this game has actually taken some sharp line movement on the under. If this game stays under, I even more like the Heat. They're really good in the mid-range as well, and that's where Minnesota's defense struggles. So between Miami's mid-range shooting and their ability to get to the free throw line, I do think they can pull this game out, right? Also, Butler should be motivated to face his former team, who's low-key pretty good. Butler could be extra motivated in the spot, given that Minnesota was his former employer, and they have the number one overall pick from last year's draft, Anthony Edwards, who's expected to be an All-NBA talent. So maybe Jimmy Butler wants to show this kid the ropes, show him what the elite All-NBA caliber players do on a night-in, night-out basis. Plus, the Heat play very well against good teams, 7-1 against the spread versus teams with a winning record. And the T-Wolves are actually better than their sub-500 record indicates. In fact, according to cleaningtheglass.com, Minnesota has the third worst win differential in the league. They're -2.5 win differential based on net efficiency. What that means is that the Minnesota Timberwolves should actually have 2.5 more wins than they do. So they're, even though they have a sub-500 record, they're actually +3 in net efficiency with garbage time removed, according to cleaningtheglass.com. So I think this is a motivational spot for the Heat, at least for Jimmy Butler, and he'll motivate his guys to win on a second straight game on the road. That's my NBA slip. Just to recap, I'm taking the Pacers -4.5. Hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm going under 216.5 in the Boston Celtics Brooklyn Nets game. I'm taking the points with the Raptors at +3.5, and I'm grabbing the Heat's -110 money line when they visit the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's your Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday NBA Daily Podcast and the Bet Slippin' Podcast. Good luck with you if you fade or follow me. Hopefully you're following me. Please do me a favor and share, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast on Apple Podcasts. We're also on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Again, check out our website, sportsbookwire.usatoday.com, before you make a wager on any major sporting event. And if you live in Colorado and New Jersey, check out our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. Good luck on all your bets tonight, friends. I'll be talking to you later this week.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.